The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Clean up on aisle three!
Come up and he's going to demand about the same. If you're going to...
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
MLB.com says Altuve is about to sign a five-year extension worth $150 million. Good for him.
Yeah.
Because that guy's played at a massive discount his entire career. Yep. Now, the problem is, how many guys are you going to have making $30 million a year on your team? Carlos Correa is going to come up, and he's going to demand about the same.
If you can only pay two guys, that's the two guys I want you to pay.
The one problem that jumps out about Tyrann Mathieu is everybody in that secondary is small. If you put him and Andre Howell next to each other, you got two small safeties. Brian Gaine comes from that Bill Parcells school of big bodies back there. He's probably already looking at this going, God, our secondary is so tiny. It's got to be driving him crazy. But
honestly, that would be a horrible reason not to sign him. He's a better player than anybody they have on that roster. If you're worried about people being small, get rid of one of those small guys that suck.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Everyone's struggling.
Wow. My chair just basically went here.
Yeah, Jong.
That was a rough start. And
you all right, buddy?
Yeah. I had two rewinds. I put the rewind that I wanted to play in the system, and then I saw a different one, and I accidentally played that one instead. Which was back from the beginning of this month.
And then you stopped it in the middle.
Yeah. And then...
And then there was an awkward silence.
Yes. And then I played the right one.
So there was no real great way to get out of that.
No. It was one of those where you kind of have to eat it and then restart.
Well, man.
You never go full Jose, John. You can't do that. Well, that's
all right, John. You've got the rest of the show to make us forget about it.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. We forget everything.
Only game going right now is Kansas State and Creighton. It's 15-9, if my eyes do not deceive me.
Yeah, 15-9 is correct.
With 11:45 to go.
Patrick Creighton really needs to get his act together.
No, I'm okay with him getting blown out.
Oh, okay.
And if he wins, I need him to win by 1 point or less.
Okay.
Because I'm on Wild Kitty +2.
Okay. Good luck with that. Some other games that we talked a lot about, the Nevada-Texas game. Nevada beats Texas 87-83 in overtime.
I was going to say, I mean, free throw shooting again killed Texas. I would have expected, when I looked at the box score, I was a little bit disappointed because you would think, and I talked about this a lot coming into the game, Texas had a pretty big size advantage.
Yeah.
You know, Nevada's a small team. And then I pull up the box score, and basically all the scoring, I mean, Bamba had 13 points. Osikowski had 7. Everything else came from the backcourt. I mean, it was basically the Coleman and Roach show, which – I don't understand that strategy. I think Bamba's struggling to incorporate big men into half-court offense because when he was at VCU, he didn't really have dominant. I mean, he wasn't. It's hard to recruit 7-footers,
yeah.
You know, like Bamba to VCU. and now he's at a place that he can, and he's struggling to incorporate those guys on the offensive end.
Is Bamba a guy that might be one and done?
Oh, I'm almost certain. Yeah, he's a top five, top ten pick. So, yeah.
Cincinnati beat Georgia State 68-53. They were down early and then came back.
Yeah, I didn't see much of that game. I did see that Georgia State hung with them early, and then Cincinnati came back and covered. That's one of the games that I was a no play on today, so I didn't really care what happened.
North Carolina beats Lipscomb, but does not cover.
Didn't cover.
84-66.
Didn't cover, and Lipscomb hung with them for the first half. They ended up being down by 9 at halftime, but up until like 2 or 3 minutes left in the first half, they were within a possession of them. So they played really well for the first 19 minutes or so, and then kind of, you know, had a rough patch there in the middle, and then finished the game at least strong enough to keep close with them.
Purdue beats Fullerton 74-48, easy cover for Purdue, but?
But they lose Isaac Haas, their big man, who is, I mean, he's, I would say, besides Carson Edwards, he's their best player. I don't know if he's their second leading scorer, but he's definitely their second best player. And with him being out, that's a big blow for them long term. You know, they can probably beat Butler, but hell, they might even be able. I think that's the region that goes to Texas Tech. I don't have my bracket in front of me, but they could probably beat Tech. But it Purdue's national championship hopes that they're probably pretty limited now. Would be my guess.
West Virginia beats Murray State 85-68. That game going on the same time as the Texas game.
Yeah, that was a game that I expected to be a little bit closer. I was leaning heavy on Murray, and I didn't end up playing them. I'm glad I didn't, obviously. But yeah. I thought 10 points was a little bit too much. And West Virginia pulled out to a big lead, and then Murray got back in it. And then at the end, they pulled away again and just sort of got away from them. But yeah, that's a good win for West Virginia. Murray's not a bad team.
Here's one you called pretty early on, Marshall over Wichita State, 81-75.
Yeah, that number got up to 13, which is just crazy to me. It opened at 7,
yeah,
and went to 13. And I, the whole time I was like, what is this money doing? Why is it going this way? I didn't get it, and it ended up working out for me. And they not only did they cover the 12, which is the number I had, but they win outright, which that's what I predicted as well.
Aggie beat Providence 73-69. This is a game I got to watch a lot of, and it was close, but it seemed like Aggie was in control of that one.
Horrendous first half offensively for Texas A&M. Luckily, Providence wasn't a whole lot better.
Yeah, they could have put them away early. They didn't, and once A&M got back in the game, they sort of controlled the pace over the second half.
And then they pulled away there at the very end. And you know, Providence tried to get back in it, but it was too late by then. They tried to play the foul game. But good job by Texas A&M on some breakaways, because they've got better athletes than Providence does, and they were able to use that to their advantage at the end.
Butler beats Arkansas 79-62. This game was very strange. Butler gets out to a 27-2 lead.
Crazy.
Arkansas comes back, takes the lead, and then Butler pulls away in the second half.
Yeah, Butler, they made it more difficult than they needed to, but that one didn't surprise me much either. That was my favorite play today.
All right, so there you're updated on what's going on in the tournament. We talked a little bit earlier about some of the guys the Texans acquired today, fairly small, but we'll see how it works. 979 says, really enjoyed playing with you guys today. Took out AJ, but at least it didn't go to waste because I made it to the end.
There you go.
Thanks again, guys. Looking forward to next time.
Come on, 979. You won all that money. You could have gave me my 100 back as like a, hey, it was fun playing with you. Man, would have been nice.
Yeah, well, it's all right. That's
the guy. He's the one who was saying that he was the short stack at the final table, so I'm glad that he got some dough. That's good.
Yeah, one of the other guys who's a blitzer was telling me he's probably going to head down the road and play another tournament tonight.
There you go.
That's I love that.
Keep it rolling.
I love that. That's degeneracy at its best. But I had a lot of fun. It was worth $100 to just for the entertainment factor.
Yep.
And anytime I can be entertained, that's all I really care about. But played with some really cool people, and looking forward to doing it again, man. Especially I obviously can't play the tournament next Friday because the reality is there's no way we can stay in that thing and cash. But I will definitely be back. So 713-780, ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you want to text the show, you're welcome to do it. You know how to do it. You can also get us on Twitter. I want to welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. And if
you're, hello, Matt.
If you're inside the Beltway, you can catch us on 94.1. So I don't really have time to do
this. Or on the west side.
Yeah, west side. Actually, though, you know what?
94.1 reaches out to Katy.
It does. Well, it depends on how far you go out there, because I can actually get 97.5 pretty well all the way to Highway 6 and I-10.
Okay.
Now, after that, I don't know, but that's...
after that, no.
Yeah, but out until Highway 6. So, because yeah. I was listening this morning before it...
Before it just stopped altogether.
Yeah. That was kind of strange.
What were you doing way out there?
That's where...
Drug deals?
No. That's where one of my doctors is.
Oh, where you got in trouble today.
I get in trouble with the other doctor.
Oh.
Not this one, but yeah.
Womp, womp.
I had double duty today. That's
Dang.
What. So I was listening to...
that. You know you're getting old when you've got multiple doctor's appointments in one day.
Well, I tried to... it worked out very well, though. I staggered it to where it was perfect, where I would get here just in time for the 12 o'clock tournament.
And it worked out.
It worked out perfectly, yeah. I actually got here about 11:35.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to knock these things out in one day. Because I hate going to the doctor, so I just want to get them all done at once.
Yeah.
So... 713-780-ESPN is the number if you wish to get in. And we've got three more segments to go. And, you know, it tastes really good right now.
Listen, Fred, you had enough Carbach yesterday.
And I'm not allowed to have any more now.
You're not allowed to now. You overdid it yesterday with the Carbach, and your doctor heard about it.
Well, I had my opportunity to get some good golly Miss Molly. I wasn't going to let it go.
Yeah, well, so while I'm doing a commercial for Carbach, let me tell you. Over at Revelry on Richmond, they've got a ton of Carbach on tap right now. I think they had like 8 or 9 beers on yesterday from Carbach.
They had the 15, 16, and 17. They had the BBH, all of which I love.
Yep.
Not to mention a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Including the new Blood Orange Rattler and the Weekday Warrior Session IPA, both on tap there. So if you're wanting to drink some Carbach, that's a good place to do it. Mark your calendars now. Sunday, May 20th, the second annual Love Street Music Fest. Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates is the lineup. Early bird tickets are on sale now for just $20. This year's festival's got a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. It's going to be a great time. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. And every Wednesday night from 6 to 9, they've got the Love Street Blues Series. No charge. Listen to some great live music. Just buy your own brews. It'll be a good time every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. And don't forget about the restaurant. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. It's out of this world food. Get the brewery and dining experience all in one. World-class cuisine, and it all pairs really well with the great Carbach brews on the wall. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or this weekend. Tell your bartender, please, make it a Carbach.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social Club. Poker.
Poor Lance.
Yeah, Lance, we're just talking to... first off, not poor Lance. Lance and John are... freaking Iron Men. They did their show at 7 this morning, and they're still over there at the table going at it. Not going well for one of them, but
no.
Heath in the 409 tweeted at me and said, Insane Clown Posse is playing down in San Leon. Let Juggalo Trey know.
All right, Juggy.
There you go.
There you go.
I am not really a Juggalo. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This is one of my favorite stories of the week. so it's going to make a nice gym to close us out for this week. But we go to Daytona, Florida.
Daytona.
And I don't know if I should just read the headline or
read the headline.
Let's set this up. Here's your headline. Man in a bull onesie attempted to burn ex's home with spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce flammable?
I don't know, but well, let's start with the wearing a bull onesie.
That's where you want to start?
Yeah. Okay. Because honestly, I thought little baby kids were the only things that wore onesies.
I mean, maybe, but it could be like a costume, like a jumper.
I don't know what it is.
It's the bunny suit that I got arrested in was a onesie.
Okay, well, this
is just a really big, giant onesie.
This is a bull.
Okay.
Apparently, a man and his accomplice are behind bars and being charged after they attempted to burn down his ex-boyfriend's home. Authorities in Daytona say one man was disguised as a bull in a onesie when the pair broke into the home, stealing the victim's TV, AC unit, heater, and a vacuum. After taking the items, the suspects boiled a pot of spaghetti sauce and left a towel on the stove, trying to start a fire that way.
I don't – like, can you imagine making a Molotov cocktail with spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
And then you throw it at the guy, and then it's like, dude, you just got spaghetti all over my house. Like, what the
– Yeah. The victim says he and his ex dated but remained friends after the split, so he's not sure what happened.
Friends don't rob you and try to light your house on fire.
Dressed in a bull onesie.
Nope.
Said, I've let him use my car for 4 months. Maybe he's angry about that. Or maybe he's angry because I gave him $150 to fix his teeth. Maybe he's angry about that, said the victim.
This guy's petty. Yeah, he's coming back with some pettiness right there.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, wouldn't you be a little petty?
Of course.
He breaks into your home. He steals your TV, AC unit, heater, and a vacuum, and tries to burn down your house with spaghetti wearing a bull onesie.
If somebody stole my AC unit, I'd kill him on the spot.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And how am I going to sleep at night with no AC?
I got to tell you, if you break into you break into my house wearing a bull onesie, I am shooting first. I'm not asking questions because I'm just going to assume you're going to try to burn my house down with a spaghetti. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Did you see this video Jong tweeted out of the that ski lift going nuts?
I don't follow Jong on Twitter. I blocked him.
Really?
No, but I didn't see it.
Man, that's... John, where'd you find that? That's weird.
I saw it on Barstool.
Oh, it's like a ski lift going like way faster than it should.
Yeah.
And it went backwards.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Tyler pointed it out to me.
I don't like ski lifts. I don't like – it's hard to get off those things. Like, I don't feel good about it. And I definitely wouldn't feel good about that. The out of control. Ski lift.
I don't know what it is about videos today, but somebody just tweeted one out where there's a bull wandering around on a street in India and just goes and apparently gets pissed off at the traffic. It just crushes this woman from behind who's sitting on a moped.
Oh,
and she goes flying. That is awesome. I got to retweet that. So, man. I'm sorry. I love photos where, like, or videos where people get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, don't get hurt, but get attacked by bulls. And, you know, like that why you don't juggle bowling balls is still my all-time favorite video. And it's a little kid. But, Juggalo Trey just responded by saying road trip to the.
To Daytona?
No, to the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, to the Insane Clown Posse? All right.
Yeah. I think that'll work for Trey.
My wife bought concert tickets today for a show in July.
Yeah. Anybody any good?
I don't know. I'm not real familiar with either band. Paramore is one of the bands.
Yeah.
I was told they've got a girl singer.
I've heard of them.
And the other one, I forgot what the other one was called. When she told me, I said, it's when her sister and brother-in-law are in town. And she said... Paramore and Foster the People are playing the first Friday night that my sister will be here. Would you come with us? And I said, or I could just watch the kids. I'll go, but I don't care about those bands. And she said, okay, you're going. So,
that's where I would say no, because I don't want to die and have my last concert be Paramore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know Paramore enough to, like, have a negative reaction to them or Foster the People. All I know is that Pumped Up Kick song. And, I don't know. It got played a million times, so I'm not crazy about that. But I'm sure they've got some other songs. It's definitely not worth having a fight over. So
no.
Okay. So there will be a lot of girls there with pink hair wearing bracelets.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not awful.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah.
She could be forcing me to a Nickelback concert, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's that. The things we do for love. Yep. Yeah. That's that. Good. Taking her to Nickelback was the equivalent of throwing Bran out the window.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was.
Would you have rather her force you to a Nickelback concert or tried to burn your house down with spaghetti sauce?
I'd rather be forced to a Nickelback concert.
Probably so. So your relationship's strong.
I wouldn't say that. It's just not off. Well... I have another cow story.
Okay.
Apparently, and this is from your neck of the woods.
My neck of the woods?
You're Northeast Houston, right?
Northwest.
Okay, never mind. Well, the opposite of your area of north. How's
okay,
that?
Okay, that's fine.
Police say a cow on the freeway led to a crash that injured two people early Friday morning in Northeast Houston.
I could see that happening.
Authorities say a wrecker...
Would not want to run into a cow.
Well, like no, because that will do some damage. You think a deer will mess up a car.
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
You hit a cow?
That ain't good.
Authorities say a wrecker was stopped at the East Tex Freeway near Tidwell shortly before 3 a.m. because it was blocking cars from hitting an injured cow. The cow had been hit earlier on the freeway by another driver who took off. The driver of the pickup truck then slammed into the back of the stop wrecker. The truck driver and his passenger are a roadside assistance crew, and they were on their way to a job. The truck driver had to be cut out of the vehicle.
Oh, boy.
And they were taken to the hospital. The wrecker driver also was taken to the hospital. Not seriously injured, but the last line of the story, the cow died.
No. Oh, I mean, most animals, when they get hit by a car, die.
Yeah. Now, usually it's something small, like a skunk or an armadillo or a possum. But, you know, then you have kind of that next level, which is dog and then deer. I think cow is pretty much the biggest thing you could run into.
Yeah. But I don't know if cow's the worst thing you could run into. It's up there for sure.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how fast you're going, too.
Like, because you weren't running into one of those wild boars, like a javelina. It's like hitting a concrete barrier because they're so low, like it'll flip your car over.
Yeah.
But a cow would probably go through your windshield.
What about a...
It's tough.
What about an alligator?
I feel like that would mess up your alignment for sure.
Yeah.
But
they're tough little boogers.
It'd be like hitting a speed bump going really fast.
Yeah.
Hitting a rhinoceros... Really bad.
Yeah, fortunately, you don't have to worry about
hippopotamus,
that.
Hippopotamus, awful. That might be...
Blue whale, that'd
be
bad.
Oh, yes. But that's a sea creature. Who's driving in the water? I mean, let's be serious.
Depends on how drunk you get. It can happen.
Come on, Fred. Be realistic for a minute.
Really? Yeah, because there's hippopotamuses wandering all over the freeways of Houston, and you're going to get on me for a blue whale. Come on. Raphael, the old heifer and run move, eh?
That's
all right. Quick break. Please don't go anywhere. After all that, it is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and on Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social Club.
What happened to this guy, John?
He kind of tried to do different things. When he first came out, B.O.B. tried to be that different rapper, and then he kind of tried to
change. Got too weird, right?
No,
isn't he a flat earther?
Yes, he is. And he tried to switch styles, and it just didn't work.
Man, yeah, that'll do it. You start talking about flat earth, I don't care what your music is. I don't want to deal with you.
Yeah, at that point, you're dumb.
Yeah,
and I don't care what you have to say.
And I think he was also into the Illuminati stuff.
Oh,
like
okay.
He believed in that kind of stuff.
But he wasn't in it.
No.
He just believed that there was one. That's probably what's keeping him not famous now.
Yeah, if they would recruit me to the Illuminati, I'd believe in them.
Yeah, I've never been recruited.
Yeah, me either.
It was crazy.
You've never gotten the mass email, hey, looking for new members.
Yeah, I didn't get that one. I didn't get, my ego's taking a beating today. That's another one. They haven't invited me. I think I'd be a good Illuminati.
Not me.
Yeah, I'd fit right in because...
You could be a Scientologist.
Nah, that's a little too much for me. But quick updates on the games that are in progress. Kansas State leading Patrick Creighton 28-23. Michigan State leading Bucknell 23-12. And Charleston is out to a commanding 2-0 lead over Auburn. So three games in action right now. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah. Thing. It's now a commanding 4-0 lead, though.
Uh-oh. So, did you see Tom Crean looks like he's going to be Georgia's next coach?
Yeah. It's weird that, in football, when you hire somebody who's been fired, like Les Miles can't get a job. Like, it's weird that retreads are so frowned upon in football and college football. But in basketball, like, Georgia's excited that they're getting Tom Crean. Like, eh.
Eh.
Okay. I mean, I guess if that's – I think they just – some of these schools just look for a name, that like a household name that the boosters will be like, oh, I've heard of that guy. Here's some dough.
Yeah.
I think that's what it boils down to. It's hard to find, like – I think they have a hard time actually, like, going out and finding good coaches that don't already have an established name.
I hate to bring this up for a lot of reasons, but – do you think some of these places will start – and I don't think he's going to leave because I actually think he's happy here and he likes living in Houston. You think Kelvin Sampson will have rebuilt himself enough?
I still think high-major programs are going to be scared to touch him.
But, I mean, the stuff he did compared to the crap that's coming out now was nothing. I mean, it was text messages, right?
The problem is now, the paradigm has sort of shifted to where – everybody's under a microscope, and if you hire a guy who's been in any kind of trouble before, you're going to get looked at more closely than you would if you didn't. So,
but it
could happen. But I think.
I mean, I hope not. I like him where he is.
Yeah, I think it's a good fit here, and I wonder if Kelvin, like, if because he's kind of bounced back and forth between college and the pros too. Like, I wonder what makes him the happiest.
Yeah, it seems like he's really happy here, and that he likes Houston. And, I don't think.
Let's see how much he likes it when Rob Gray's gone.
Well, yeah, but
that'll be the truth.
But like, you know what, though? He's done a really good job getting that program where it is in 3 years.
For sure.
And I think he'll keep it at a pretty good level. I have some good news about the state of Texas.
Give me good news.
The smartasset.com did a map of the average tax refund in every state. So how much money the average person's going to get back? Where do you think the great state of Texas ranks?
Oh, number one.
You already saw this, didn't you?
No. That was just a guess. Well, you said it's good news.
It would either be one or 50, right?
Right.
It wouldn't be The average tax return in the state of Texas, $3,133. That is tops in the nation.
That's good.
It's better than California. It's better than Oklahoma is up there, too. There's Louisiana is second with $3,073. For some reason, like, if you basically go from the south, from Florida all the way through, like if you're driving from, say, Houston to Daytona, every state you go through is high on the list.
Yeah.
Over $2,700. That includes Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I think that's a good thing. I never actually get to see my tax refund because I'm
It goes to your ex-wife?
No, I'm still paying off.
Oh, it goes.
It goes back to the IRS.
Uncle Sam's. He's withholding on you, huh?
Yeah. So I honestly have not had a tax refund in probably 20 years.
Oh man!
I mean, I get money back.
Are you almost paid off?
I am. Yeah. At one point, well, I'll say it now. At one point, I was $120,000 in arrears to the IRS from gambling winnings for a 5-year period.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and so I'm close to being done with that now.
Good for you.
Almost got it there.
Good for you.
But, yeah. Not fun.
It's not ideal.
No.
Not wise, guys.
And so, but we're cutting off a pretty good chunk every year now. So I still pay them. I pay them a big chunk every month. And then
They keep your tax refund.
And then the last 2 years, our refunds have been pretty good. And they'll be good again this year. So I should be out of this by the end of 2018.
There you go.
So.
That's a positive spin, Fred. That's a good end of the story.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It just goes to show. But it's a long story how it got to be that much. But it also tells you I had a pretty good run gambling there for a while.
Yeah,
and it turned into that.
So Creighton hits a three with about 4 seconds left to cut the lead to 29-26.
Yes.
And Kansas State goes down and hits a three at the buzzer to make the lead six again. So 32-26, your halftime score, Kansas State and Creighton. And Texas Southern and Xavier are about to get started. My bracket champion, Xavier, getting started.
Bucknell has closed it to 23-19 against Michigan State.
Okay. Boy, I wouldn't mind seeing that happen. It
won't. But
no, it won't. But
Bucknell's got a lot of white guys.
We were talking earlier. I've done really well in the first round on my bracket. You know, really with the exception of Arizona, I haven't lost anything meaningful. This would be a year. And the reason why I tried not to take the favorites, I tried not to put Villanova in my champion box and Duke or Michigan State, the teams that Virginia was one this year. I think those were the four most picked teams this year.
Yeah.
And if you pick one of those teams to win your pool, the rest of your bracket has to be damn near perfect. So I tried to sort of buck that, and I took Xavier, who I don't think many people will take.
Right.
And then, of course, this year I did really well in the first round, and I'm like, God, I wish I would have taken Villanova.
I took Nova, but I also have them playing Cincinnati for the championship.
Okay.
So I figure
– high on Cincinnati.
Well, it's the same concept, though. It's like, all right, if I'm going to eat Villanova, I better have somebody that nobody else is going to have going that far.
You're right.
And, yeah, I kind of looked at that, and it's like I wasn't sure what to make of Arizona. And I think, well, okay, if I can beat Virginia with this team, they've got a good shot to get there.
Yeah.
So – you know, that was the thought process behind that. We'll see if it pays off. They may be out in round two. I don't know. But, that was – and again, it was kind of the same thing. It's like
I have Cincinnati ending up. Oh, I have them losing to Tennessee.
Okay.
So I have them winning two games.
All right.
But then losing to Tennessee.
Okay. I could see that. But
Tennessee's sneaky good,
man. But see,
man.
Tennessee's another team that if you – if you're going to do something like that, if it wasn't going to be Cincinnati, it might have been Tennessee.
I have a 30-1 future on Tennessee, so if they win the bracket, I don't care if I lose the bracket pool. So, you know what I mean? They're one of the teams that if they don't win the whole tournament, or if they do win the whole tournament, I don't care if I lost out on my little $10, $20 pools.
So I only did the bracket challenge.
Uh-huh.
I guess I don't know how many we have in there, but I'm sitting 16th right now.
You did the one for no money? Like,
yeah,
where it was
I did
like
the one
prizes?
For no money. Well, I didn't know who to give the money to on the other one, and
okay,
and so I didn't sign up because
what's the standings or any? Where are you at? You're 16.
I'm 16th.
Out of how many?
I don't know. I think,
okay,
I don't know, but I'm.
Where am I?
You are ninth.
Okay,
at 19. Okay. You're a point ahead of me.
Okay,
in round one.
Who's the leader in the clubhouse? Somebody we don't know?
No, I think it's Todd.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't that what happens, right?
Of course.
Yeah, Todd's going to win.
Todd.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take a – hey, we're down to one segment.
That's it.
How did that happen? All right, very quick break. We come back. We'll wrap this puppy up out here at Prime Social. It is a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz for one final segment. And
what a great show we've done today.
I think we've done a pretty good
job. Everyone here is on their feet. Thank you all so much for coming
AJ,
out.
AJ, you've
and
become very famous, I have to
thank
tell
you. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. I have become very famous.
This is going to get old fast.
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
I know.
He has to tell you. All right, I do want to take a second to thank everybody from Prime Social Club for having all the shows out here today. It's been a lot of fun. We certainly contributed to the pool for the guys who won. And just a really cool place, and appreciate being out here. We'll be out here again next week. I will be at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. And if you'd like to come out and join us for the ESPN section and special food and all that, I actually think we have a couple of packages left over. So the first couple people that email me and just say, hey, I want to come out, I will get your name on the list. First two. So... you should know my email address. If you don't, then...
that's too bad.
Yeah, I'm not giving it out because then I'll just start getting random emails like the guy who jumped on me the other day for calling flat earthers dumb. So I'm sorry. If you believe that, you're a dumb. There's no other way around it. All right, let's close out the show the way we close out every show on Friday. With stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week they did not tender Brian Peters, Angelo Blackson.
You think it's a coincidence they didn't tender Blackson?
What are you, Alex Jones now?
Damn right! They didn't tender him because he's black! We all know that!
AJ really stands for Alex Jones.
The government's known about this for years and years and years, and they've lied to us!
Alex Jones Hoffman, I like it. Let me ask, what are the odds a Texan signed the Honey Badger? I like the guy, but there's also a history there. If you recall, before the draft, he was supposed to visit Houston, and he wanted to go to Arizona so bad that he blew him off. Like, Scarlett Johansson blew me off. But if she changed her mind in 3 years...
Wait, she did what?
No, stop.
Shockingly, on location, what number is he? Something went wrong with our equipment.
It's almost like we're watching... an episode of ER, and they're operating because they're just like, both these guys are just going back and forth.
We'll make it work.
Now they just shut his mic down. Yeah, I can't hear AJ now.
I'm two.
There we go. You're two.
I'm an important part of the show.
You know, at least 45% of the show.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Residential area.
Yeah. This guy's awesome.
So you're cheering for him now?
Yeah, I kind of am.
Team,
I gotta
your team
tell you,
bad guy now.
I kind of tell you.
Because you always cheer.
Oh, they got him now.
Oh, it's over. Oh. It's over. Oh, it's over.
What's he backing up for?
What are
Oh, no.
What was that?
I think he threw the spikes again, and he missed.
He threw it at his windshield.
Oh, jeez.
That's just poor copy
And now you got to.
At some point, you just got to let your vehicle get hit.
Right. Why did they move the damn vehicle?
John, we have Stephen Hawking from heaven on the phone.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for joining
us today. Let's take drugs and go to each other.
Let's take drugs and go d*** each other, he said. Okay, I'm up for that game. Well, when should we start, Steven? Or do you want to do this now, or did you want to do this when you were alive?
Okay.
Oh, I guess that means now.
Joe, you're on the Blitz. Okay, I guess.
No, leave it there. Turn him up a little bit. Oh, he fell asleep.
I don't know what that is. I hope he didn't die.
God, that guy needs to, he's got sleep apnea.
Yeah, or something.
I mean, that's a...
Okay, that's
enough.
That's enough.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh, I could listen to that all day.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, boy, what a fun week we had. that car chase was one of my favorite shows in a while. It was kind of hard to go back to doing a regular show after that. When you do 30 minutes of, or 23 minutes, whatever it was, of play-by-play of a car chase, and then you have to go back to talking sports.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah, the Stephen Hawking stuff was pretty good. I think the best one was when John did the traffic in all Stephen Hawking voice. That was pretty good, too. So, yeah, probably inappropriate of us, probably wrong, but, hey, we had fun.
Yeah.
I hope the listeners enjoyed it as well.
I'm okay with it.
So Saturday night, tomorrow, come out and join me at Sam Houston Race Park from 6 to 8. And next week we are at Cowboys and Indians, I believe, on Thursday. Is that correct? And then back out here on Friday? Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I'll be there, Fred.
Fred? I don't think Stephen Hawking will really be there. No. I don't believe that.
You know, maybe Stephen Hawking could say, Fred, you're getting famous, I have to tell you.
I roll up.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But, hey, if you're looking for a place to play this weekend, they got tournaments all weekend. Go check out their website. And really first-class place, man. They take care of you here. The people are friendly. The young ladies who work here are very friendly. I mean, everybody's just great. So appreciate them having us out here and looking forward to getting back next week. All right. Well, guess what? That is going to wrap it up for us today.
Fred, you're getting famous, I tell you.
I like it.
Mine is better. It's the president.
My guy was smarter, though.
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
There's no rebuttal from me.
All right. Want to thank Voldemort. Great job today. Jong Lee, great job this week. I'm giving him an A-plus for the week. Other than that little bit.
Let's go with an A.
I'm gonna say he overcame that.
There's no way you can overcome that and still get an A+. That at least drops you to a 95.
No, because he got like 2,000 bonus points for the Stephen Hawking traffic.
Okay.
All right, A+ for Hoffman. I did pretty well this week as well. We'll see you guys on Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Stay sportsy, bitches.